Praise the Lord. You love the Lord tonight. He's worthy of praise, isn't he? His name's high above. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't really know how I'm going to go about doing what I want to do, but if you turn with me to 1 John chapter 2, I just want to read for a little bit and read a few verses before I get to where I want to go. Hopefully I can convey my message quickly and we can head to the house. What's that? I was delaying for Danielle, but I won't wait too long. Praise the Lord. Are you with me? 1 John chapter 2, starting with verse 15. He says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Pretty straightforward, right? For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abides forever. Did you hear that now? So if we love the world, the love of the Father is what? Not in us. Three things are in the world. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life, which I always like to categorize as human ambition, no matter how religious it looks. And the Father is what? It is not of the Father, but it is of the world. And the world passes away, doesn't it? Are you with me? Turn with me to 1 John chapter 4. I'm just reading Bible. Really haven't commented yet, have I? Verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Excuse me. The thing that he just told you not to love. Right? What's in the world? False prophets. But we also know that lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, it's not of the Father, but it's... And he tells us here to do what? Try the spirits. Are you with me? All right. Now turn with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 22. Now, I don't have time to spend telling us all about the background here, but I'll do it real quick, a little bit. Well, I don't have time. It has to do with Ahab and Jehoshaphat and then their kids and all that. And geez, I mean, if you really, there's something here that, I mean, all right, are you with me? 2 Chronicles chapter 22, all right, verse 10. And when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, now Ahaziah is now the king of Judah, okay? He was the king of Judah, I should say. But watch this. But when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the seed royal of the house of Judah. Now, one of the things I find very interesting about Athaliah is this. Athaliah's daddy was a king of Israel. Yet she was the mother of the king of Judah. A lot of mixture at the top. And they followed the house of Ahab and not the house of David. Even though they were in the house of Judah or the king of Judah. All right? You understand what I'm saying? You follow me? And who was Ahab's wife? Jezebel. Now, we read about Jezebel again in the book of what? Revelation. So we have to understand we're not talking about a person, but we are talking about a what? A spirit. A spirit. Spirit. And Athaliah, now think about what Athaliah did here. When Athaliah, what did it say? When Athaliah saw that her son was dead. Almost sounds like the woman who had a baby and the baby died and stole the other baby. But when it came time to decide whose baby it was, she was willing to do what? Kill it. And that's because that spirit of Athaliah is the same spirit of Jezebel. It's a seed-killing spirit. Are you with me? Why would John tell you and I, right, to try the spirits? Why would he tell us that? I find it interesting that Athaliah killed all the royal seed of Judah. Are you with me? I want to go somewhere tonight. Athaliah killed the royal seed because her seed was dead. It's a spirit. And if we look at it as a spirit that's in the church today, that the seed of Adam is dead, so she goes about trying to kill the royal seed. Are you with me? Now, I don't have time to tell you what happened here. You know, they hid the baby away and 7 years and the whole works. And you read that. And I'm not going to share that tonight because that's not my point. All right? Are you with me? Turn with me to Genesis chapter 3. Wait, put your finger there, okay? Put your finger there when you get there. Tell me when you're there. Okay, go to Daniel chapter 11. Are you with me? Now, you have to read all this, but I want to get down to verse 21. I just want to skip along, okay? Because there's something I want to find in here. Verse 21, are you there? And in his estate shall stand up a vile person to whom they shall not give the honor of the kingdom, but he shall come in peaceably and obtain the kingdom by flatteries. Wait a minute. How could that be? He actually obtains the kingdom by flatteries. Peaceable. Are you with me? All right. Hang on. Keep your finger over there and turn with me, though, to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. I love Paul because I can find his heart right now when he writes this to the church of Corinth, which, by the way, had its issues, didn't it? Are you with me? 2 Corinthians 11, verse 1. Would to God you bear with me a little in my folly. You think I'm a little goofy tonight? Just bear with me. All right? And indeed, bear with me. I mean, stay with me, and you will really hear what God's saying to us. All right? Are you with me? For I am jealous over you with a godly jealous, for I have espoused you to one husband. I only preach one Jesus. That's it. Not another. Not another, only one. Are you with me? That I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear, now I'm not saying this about you, but I want you to listen to what he's saying here. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity or the singleness of Christ. Now turn with me to Genesis chapter 3. You remember where we started out? For love not the world. Because if you love the world, the what? Love of the Father is not in you. You can skip the next verse all you want. But then the next verse after that says the world passes away. So there's no sense in hooking up your carriage, your trailer, to that horse. Right? Come on, let's back up a few, right? Let me tell you, I've not lost sight yet of He said, I promise you, I'm going to shake heaven and earth. And the reason I'm going to do that is because I don't want anything that's shakable around. I only want things that can't be moved, right? Are you with me? So the earth, obviously, with the lust thereof, can be what? Moved. Are you with me? Verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. Now who made the serpent? You know, I was thinking about this. I was meditating this. Watch. Are we in the palm of his hands? You just sang a song tonight. He goes before me. He goes behind me. He's all around me. So the question is, if something doesn't go right in your life, did the devil do it? Because in order to say the devil did it, that means he's stronger than God and he got past the guard.
not in the hands of the devil. I'm in the hands of God. Are you with me? Now watch this. The serpent was more what? Subtle. And he said to the woman, yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden, you know. And the woman said to the serpent, we may be, you know. And the thing that I really like what God did here was he made man and a woman and he put them in a garden and then gave them instruction. And he said, your choice. He gave them instruction. For what reason? So that they would grow up into the purpose that he created them for. Now, why did God also put in that garden a tree of death? And a serpent. You know what's interesting about a serpent? A snake. Their bite hurts. They're unpredictable. You'll never know when they're going to do it. And it just sneaks up on you and gets you. And yet all along, God knew the serpent was there. Just like he knows the world is there. Are you with me? Are you all right tonight? Is everybody okay? Are you sure? Come on, can you hear what God's saying to us? The bite of a snake is unpredictable, isn't it? You just don't know when it's going to happen. The truth of the matter is a snake can be in the grass and you have no idea. But the interesting thing I like about this one is this snake talks. We always talk about the donkey talks. The snake talks. The serpent. He talks. Now I have a question for you. Was it a serpent, a snake, or was it a spirit? What did John tell us to do? And see what? Are you with me? Now, I know I've been a little crazy with my texts lately, but they're important to me. Because I really do hear and understand what God is saying to his people. Now, I want to show you something. Turn with me to Proverbs. Chapter 5. Are you guys hot? Okay. Now, we talked about Athaliah. We talked about Jezebel. We talked about a serpent. By the way, I have a question for you. A spirit, is it gender preference? So it doesn't matter if it manifests itself in a man or a woman, does it? Or a snake. I wrote this the other day, and I want to reiterate it tonight. I've come to the conclusion, I didn't write this part, but I've come to the conclusion, there's a lot of folks that don't like Proverbs. But that's okay. It's not for them. It's not for them. Do you remember Hannah? Remember Hannah? Her husband, Elkanah, whatever. He had two wives, didn't he? It's a picture of two churches. And the one had how many children? 10. Right? I think it was. Now you have to go back and look. I remember he said to her, you know, I'm better than 10 sons. I might have got that number mixed up. But she had. But Hannah's cry for a child wasn't to be like her. That's the subtle mistake that's happening in the earth today. Are you with me? Watch. Here is the voice that we hear in the earth today, that if you have, you're blessed. But do you want to know something? The truth is that Hannah's barrenness proved God's favor towards her. And what I'm trying to get you and I to understand, that even though it may look like we're barren and it isn't going about the way we think it should because of everybody else and what they're doing, I'm here to tell you tonight that the favor of the Lord is upon us because of our barrenness. And the only reason for it, he's trying to train our ear to obey his instruction, that we will produce not just a dead son, but a son that is the seed royal, or the royal seed. A man child. A people that are caught up. The reason he wrote the whole book of Proverbs, because it was pure and simple instructions to a son. To every son. But the question will be, will every son lay hold of the instruction and let it mature them? Or will they listen to another voice? Are you with me? Come on, are you with me tonight? Watch this. Come on. I know you know the. I know you know this, but we've got to read it again. My son, verse 1 of chapter 5, attend unto my wisdom and bow thy ear to my understanding. Why? That thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. Now watch this. For the lips of a strange woman are another voice. Now can I say this? Get the gender preference out of your mind, but I'm here to tell you tonight. The serpent went to Eve, and Adam listened to another voice, or the voice of a woman. A voice that was subtle, peaceable, flattering. And he didn't listen to the voice of God, or he wouldn't have ate from the tree, even if his wife did. Or didn't. I don't know if they ate together or not. I can't tell you. I don't have the answer for that. It's irrelevant to me at this point because they both ate from the tree. Are you with me? Why are you talking about this tonight? I'm telling you, there's a spirit in this age that's trying to destroy the royal seed by using another voice that's peaceable so that we will not follow the instruction to see a son come to maturity. And it's so subtle, it's trying to abort or kill the seed royal. That's impossible. Do you know when Jesus was in the garden? Do you want to know how loving God was? Jesus sat at the supper table. Did he not? And he even gave Judas the opportunity to repent by saying, hey, the one that puts his hand in the same time as I do is the one. And Judas still had a choice right then and there. He had the opportunity of instruction at that moment, and still chose another way. Are you with me? Listen, this craziest voice that the children of Israel had when they desired a king was, we want to be, oh my God, What's going on in that church over there? It doesn't look like anything. They can't even grow. What's going on? It's the favor of the Lord. You're deceived. Well, leave me alone then. Because this I do know. That he's bringing forth a son. You know, I got an opportunity to listen to one of Nikita's messages today, and you know, he quotes me sometimes because obviously he must listen, but one of the things he said, and it's true, and I've been saying this forever and ever, and this has always been the subtle voice that people don't listen, or they listen to and don't listen to my voice, is this: if you can't preach Jesus in every book of the Bible, you're preaching another Jesus. See, the minute you start dividing the old and the new, you have said to yourself that instruction is not for me. It's a subtle voice. It's so subtle. It only has one purpose, though. It's to destroy the seed. Come on, if the devil came in here and started whacking and hacking in the church world, we'd all know it was the devil, wouldn't we? But let me tell you, if he just slippery slides in and he just starts biting at will, watch this, and puts a venom, a toxic venom. Because we know how he talks, doesn't it? If you be the Son of God, turn these stones into... So we know that he uses the Bible. This is why John told us to do what? To try. To try the spirits. Pastor, why are you telling me this? I already know all this. Listen, it's my job as a pastor, as the book of Proverbs says, give instruction. The word means warning. I have the opportunity to instruct or warn or constantly let us know that there's many voices in the land. And because none of us are mature, we have to hear his voice. I want to get there, but I don't know if I will. Listen, he says today, if you hear, you know the word in the word here in the Old Testament is the word, I wrote it down. Hang on one second. It's the word Shema or something like that. And it actually carries the idea that not only do you hear it in your ear, you actually obey it and do it. It doesn't just mean, hey, I've heard it and I believe it. See, that's the way most folks do. I heard it and I believe it. No, you hear it. You do it. You obey it. Are you with me? Now watch this. For the lips of a strange woman drop as honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged. Isn't that interesting? What does Hebrews 4:12 say? The word of God is then. So wait a minute. This voice has a two-edged sword also. Counterfeit. When I was a kid, I always remember the story. You've heard me say it a million times. I've never forgotten it. I don't know if they still do this. Maybe, maybe not. Well, I don't know. We change our techniques, right? But listen, before we had modern technology, they said that they used to teach a bank teller. They didn't train them with counterfeit money. Does anybody know why you wouldn't? Yeah, all right, but think about this. Why wouldn't they train people with counterfeit money? What's that? There's too many different kinds of counterfeits that all look what? similar, but there's only that's why he tells us to try the spirits and not the... He never told us to try words, did he? Because why? The strange woman also has a what? Two-edged sword that comes out of her mouth, and her words are as sweet as, watch, they'll say peace and safety. Then cometh the interesting thing, and you know we've said this over and over and over, it's those that get drunk on what? Wine. Can you hear what he's saying to us tonight? Listen, in the world there's many voices, and the lust that's in the world is not of God. There's many false prophets where? In the world. There's a whole church world. Are you with me? I'm here to tell you, can I say this? When I say I only preach one Jesus, this is what I mean. God only has one purpose. He has no other purpose. But that's to birth a man-child. To bring many sons to glory. It's to take the royal seed and manifest it. But as sure as I stand here, the anti-type or the anti-Christ or the anti-spirit only has one function also. And that's to do what? Destroy the seed. And the only way to destroy it is just to get you to miss the mark. How much do you have to miss the mark by? Jeez. Just have to miss it, don't you? Aren't we close enough? Can I get a trophy even though we lost? It's been the subtle work of the world's voice in humanity that has crept into the church and distorted to try to kill the seed. Can I say this? And all along, God has allowed it because He gave His choice. He loves us so much that He's willing to let us make our own choice. He won't force us, command us, or demand us beyond our own wills. Because He knows. Nah, see, if you don't jump and shout over this, you're all dead. No, I didn't mean that. I'm sorry. Listen, because He knows a people that will do it, they'll run through a troop. They'll climb over a wall. They'll do anything. They'll go to a cross. They'll love not. Their lives. Suke, soul life unto death. But that death only brings one thing for them. Life. Are you all right tonight? Come on, can you understand what I'm trying to say to us tonight? I'm only trying to get you and I to understand. I'm not telling you anything that you don't know. Like Paul said, hey, it's not grievous for me to tell you this again. But I'm here to tell you, come on, we need to exercise, sharpen our skills in the subtlety, or against the subtlety, as I should say, that's designed to destroy the seed.
See, if you don't think that's the case, ask yourself this one question. Just ask yourself the question. Why did God make man and put a tree of death and a serpent all in the same area? Don't try to fit it into a doctrine. Just ask the question. Here's why. Because he knew when he got done. Do you need a sign? Do you need proof? Jesus is the sign. He is the pattern son. Not only as for an individual, which, you know, he even told us it's not about me, but he said it's about us. That we all might be one. And the cool thing is, you know, right? You know. He wasn't talking about the physical. He was talking about spirit. Let's go all the way back again. Why is God not a man that he should lie or the son of man that he should repent? Why? Because he's what? Spirit. Are you with me? God is spirit. And he only has one purpose. His purpose never changed. See, the truth of the matter is, Hannah, along with all the other barren women, right? There were seven. To the ultimate barren one, which was Mary, right? And she wasn't the only virgin in the land, but she was the favored, the chosen. What makes you so special, Jesus? But what will make you more special is a Judah mentality if we prevail. It's one thing to have a birthright, born again, new creation. Thank you, Jesus. But it's a whole other thing to be an overcomer. And the first thing we have to overcome is the voice of the strange woman, which is no more than a spirit, a counterfeit, yeah. A counterfeit spirit is what you say. Doesn't come at you with hand grenades. It comes at you with what? Can I say this? We never got this, but you know the story of the Trojan horse, right? Right? You know the story. How come it worked? It was deception. What did James, flatteries, right? They got him to come on to their side. And yet the cruelty that was in their heart never changed. This is why the book of Proverbs is constantly instructing you and I to be careful. And not to believe every voice you hear. Yeah. Do you remember Delilah? I don't know why I'm even thinking about this, but remember Delilah? She hounded him day after day after day, because this is what this spirit does. Until he finally did what? Gave her the answer. The answer to what? His strength, his life, his vitality. What is the secret? And he just did what? Gave it away. And then it says she did what? She got him to lie down in her lap. And then she says, it says she got another man to cut it off. His hair.
it says seven locks. His perfection was lost when the covenant was cut, broken. But you know what he did? Think about this. Every time before he was getting trapped, what did he do? He what? He shook himself. And he said in this particular moment, after, I will get up and shake myself like all the other times. But he wasn't able to do it this time because the serpent or the snake was so unpredictable and bit him in a way that he lost his vision of where he was going. Are you with me? Someone might ask, well, why would you preach a message like this? Because it keeps us on our toes. It sharpens us to where we really want to go. I don't want to go back. I don't want to go to the left. I don't want to go to the right. I told you this before. I really do believe this. I think the world has captivated us more than we really believe, because the reality is we talk more about our future and what we want to do or going or what we're going to do than we do about being caught up to God in His throne. Is it wrong to do that? I'm not even going to go there. It's not about words. It's about spirit. And you can have the right words. And Paul wrote that it was what? Nothing more than dead letter, just winds of doctrine, which keeps us in a childish mode, maybe still a son, but tossed what? Running from one thing to the next. Never satisfied at all. Why would you talk like this? Paul told me this. Examine yourself. How do I examine myself? I understand the type. But I also have to understand the antitype. Why? Because God lets the serpent, the snake, in the garden. And the only reason he does that is he wants me to make the right choice, righteousness, to continue to fulfill his purpose. See, a lot of folks would be complaining that God put the tree of death in. I don't even think about it. I don't even care that there's a devil. Why? Because God's bigger. We were just sang the song tonight. Jesus' name is far above all names. Seriously, the devil can't do anything to you. He can't. Are you with me? But listen to another voice. I'm going to tell you what. I always like what Brother Viner always said this. He says, we preach a great big God and a wee little devil. But if you go to some places, it's like the devil's bigger than God. Because he has so much power to inflict so many people. I'm talking about in the church. Are you with me? Who's bigger? God or the devil? What is that? Are you with me? Okay. I'm trying to finish this. So she has, you hear that? A strange woman. True? All right, I got to figure out where I put my other bookmark. I think it's Proverbs. Hang on. Proverbs. Yes. Proverbs 23. Did you forget where we started? You know what we're talking about tonight. Trying the spirits. Because there's a spirit of Athaliah. You know the cool thing about Jezebel? I mean, I don't think it's cool, but the cool thing to understand about. You have to know that Jezebel is a religious spirit. Why? Can anybody tell me why? She had her own prophets. 400 of them. She had her own church. She had her own temple. She had all everything. And you know what? Do you know when they came to get Jezebel? Seriously, go read it. You know what the first thing she did? It says she painted her face. So in other words, she wanted to put out another image so they wouldn't know who she really was. But the man of God knew who she was anyway, so he said, hey, everybody, whoever's with me, throw her down. And when she got thrown down, guess what happened? Does anybody know? The dogs hate her. Everybody knows what the dog's favorite food is? Vomit. Yeah, curl your nose. But it's true, isn't it? Because a dog always does what? Now, who said that? Who? Jesus did, but what was he quoting? Proverbs. He was, wasn't he? Jesus said it, but he was quoting Proverbs. And why was he quoting Proverbs? Because he was talking to sons. Instruction of the Lord. It's not for everybody. It's okay. That's what I say. I tell people that all the time. If it's not for you, it's okay. Because out of barrenness and emptiness, people willing to pay a price. Watch this. A people not willing to be like everybody else. See, I find more thrill in knowing Him and not worrying about how many people come to my church. But yet the subtle voice always comes and says the first time, well, how many people you got in the church? Yeah, one. It is always one, Uncle Terry. Are you with me? Well, don't you think that if you were really preaching the truth, I hear that voice. The people would flock to what? You know what Jesus said? Men love darkness. And my God in heaven, I've not yet met the level of maturity that He did, and they hung Him on a cross. I mean, I haven't yet really lived this part very, very much, but Jesus said, listen, they're going to hate you because they hate me. Are you with me? I love you. Are you at Proverbs 23? Verse 24. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have what? Joy of him. Come on, it's about having a seed. Are you with me? My son. See, this is how I know this was written to sons. My son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways. Now watch this. For a whore is a deep ditch, and a strange woman is a narrow pit. Now look at this next verse. She also lies in wait as for a prey. She's a hunter. She's seeking whom she may devour. Listen, this is the instruction of a father to his son. He's warning you and I that a whore is a deep ditch. What is a whore? Listen, it's just someone who refuses to have a covenantal relationship. It is happy with having a relationship with anyone and everyone when God is trying to get us to be mano mano with Him. Are you with me? And a strange woman is a narrow pit. What is a narrow pit? Jesus, it sounds to me like a grave. For she lies in wait as for a prey and increases the transgressors among men. I started this whole thing off by saying this. Come on. If you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. Can we see, you know what the problem we have? Here's the subtle voice. It's trying to convince us to save the world. And God's never been trying to save the world. He loved the world, but He didn't come to restore it. He came to create a new one. That's why He's going to shake everything. You know, I missed something. I don't know where it was. I got to find it. I don't want to leave it before I go. Oh, Jesus, help me. I was way... Give me one second. I don't know why I didn't bookmark that. Oh, yeah. Back in Proverbs 5, I missed it. When I was talking about her two-edged, her sharp as a two-edged sword, her feet go down to death, her steps take hold on hell. Listen, unless you ponder the path of life, her ways are... shakeable. That's why I wanted to read that. I missed it. Sorry about that. Shakeable. What is He going to do? He's going to what? Shake everything. But her ways are movable. What's the rest of it say? That you can't not. In other words, you won't know that they're movable. I don't know why I just thought this, but is it possible that so many folks are being tossed to and fro that nobody realizes that everything's in movement and it's not standing still? Because everything looks normal? Because we judge by the... I don't know. That just popped in my head. I don't know where it came from. That this flux of movement, religious movement, when all along it's the strange voice of a woman, an Athaliah, that only has one desire because her son is dead. And that's to kill the royal seed. Do you remember who Jezebel killed? Was that? When Ahab wanted the vineyard. Ahab? Nabe somebody. Starts with an N. I can't think of it right now, but right? And what'd she do? She had him killed. For what reason? She wanted his garden. Listen. I have one more verse. You can stand and I'm going to read it. Are you ready? Hallelujah. No, not yet. In Proverbs, you ready for this? Chapter 30, verse 20. You ready? Now, we just talked about a whore as a what? Deep ditch. Strange woman is a narrow pit. Now, watch this. Such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eats, then wipes her mouth, and she says, I didn't do anything wrong. Almost sounds like the Church of Laodicea. Why are you telling me this, preach? I'm only saying this because, listen, God has a purpose. If I can't emphasize one thing, the thing that breaks my heart more than ever is this. We hear his voice constantly telling us the same thing over and over and over and over again. My desire is to have a son, one that can truly manifest who I am. It will not be a son that can be moved or shaken, but it will be a son that is immovable from the image of Christ. And I love you so much, I will constantly warn you. There's a subtle voice that only has one purpose, and that's to kill the seed. It's a seed-killing spirit, and it works with subtlety. Why would God allow it? Because he knew he'd have a seed that would put their heel on the serpent's head. Jesus being the firstborn of many brethren, he even defeated death. Proverbs. I love it. I don't know why. I'm just too cranked up about it in the last several days. It's the instruction to a son. I mean, I don't know what he's doing. He's just stern, but it's the instruction of a son. 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 I'm calling you son. Can you hear his voice? Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Father, we love you. We praise you, God. This is why David declared, Lord, your way, singular, is perfect. Is perfect. You know what? This is what we really need to learn. See, we have not understood this yet, but watch this. We don't like a lot of things, so we try to put them in our own categories. But listen to what God said. He said, my thoughts are not your thoughts and my ways. Everybody's worried about his acts, but he wants you to know his way. Father, we love you. The eternal spirit, the endless life, That's all wrapped up in the seed. God, give us ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. An obedient ear, O God. We have no desire, Father, to be like everybody else. We understand your favor. God, the word alone teaches us you favor us. So, Father, take this word and this, multiply it, Father. Bread to the hearers. God, you might be exalted, glorified in your people. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.